Welcome back. You're with the news at one. An Irish soldier has been killed while serving on a UN peacekeeping mission in Lebanon. He was Private Sean Rooney, 24 years old, originally from Newton Cunningham in County Donegal and based in Dundalk. Another soldier has been critically injured when their convoy of 8 soldiers in 2 separate vehicles came under attack at a roadblock in the town of Al Akbia on their way to Beirut at around 9 o'clock last night. He's 22-year-old Private Shane Carney from Killa in County Cork. He's in a serious condition in hospital this lunchtime. 2 of the group were returning home on special compassionate leave as members of their extended family had died. It's the first Irish fatality on a United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, or UNIFIL, mission in more than 20 years. Hezbollah, a powerful local armed group and political party, expressed their condolences on the death, but said it took place solely between the town's residents and UNIFIL and did not involve the armed group. The president here, Michael D. Higgins, led tributes to Private Rooney, saying it was with the deepest sorrow he had learned of the Irish peacekeeper's death, and he said, "We must never forget the dangers that come with this work and the risks members of the Defence Forces face serving on peacekeeping missions abroad." A short time ago, the Chief of Staff of Óglaigh na hÉireann, Lieutenant General Sean Clancy, paid tribute to Private Sean Rooney.
"It's a dark day for Óglaigh na hÉireann when we have to mourn the loss of one of our colleagues and one of our friends. When somebody dies in service, it's felt throughout the whole organisation and it deeply wounds the organisation. We mourn today the loss of Private Sean Rooney, who died tragically last night in a serious incident in UNIFIL. We're also thinking in our prayers today about Trooper Shane Carney. Shane was seriously injured in this incident and is currently critical but stable in hospital. I've spoken with both families, that of Sean Rooney and that of Shane Carney, and they have our full support and we will continue to support them right through this very difficult period and time. I've also taken the opportunity to talk to the unit commander, Lieutenant Colonel Damien Murphy, who is leading the men and women of the 121st Infantry Battalion in UNIFIL. The 333 members of that battalion, while shocked, while hurt, are absolutely resolute in continuing and fulfilling their mission in UNIFIL. They commenced that mission in early November and they will return to Ireland next May. And we look forward to welcoming them back at that time. It's too early to establish fully what has happened during this tragic incident, but we will work hard, we will investigate and establish the facts as we know them, because we owe this duty to our colleague and friend, in particular Sean Rooney. There are naturally steps we will have to undertake in terms of protocols, but be assured, we want Private Rooney's remains to be repatriated to Ireland as soon as possible, and we will work in every way to ensure that happens. And we have the support of right across government, from our colleagues in the Department of Foreign Affairs in particular, from the Taoiseach and from our Minister, and both have stated very categorically that they will give any support that's required to ensure that we get the best outcome we possibly can for Óglaigh na hÉireann, but more particularly for the family of Sean Rooney in these circumstances. Shane is critical but stable at this point in time. He has been moved along with the other two members that were travelling in the convoy to the hospital, the United Nations Hospital in Hamoud, which is not too far away from the hospital in which he was treated overnight.
That's the Chief of Staff of Óglaigh na hÉireann, Lieutenant General Sean Clancy. Our reporter Laura Hogan joins us now from outside Aiken Barracks in Dundalk, where Sean Rooney's 27th Infantry Battalion is stationed. Laura.
Yes, Gavin, well, as you say there, Private Sean Rooney is based here at Aiken Barracks in Dundalk in County Louth. He's a member of the 27th Infantry Battalion. That's his home unit here in Ireland. He's just 24 years old and he joined the Defence Forces back in 2019. And he was in the Lebanon as part of the 119th Infantry Battalion for UNIFIL. And that was his second tour of duty or deployment overseas to Lebanon. since he joined the Defence Forces. Now, Private Sean Rooney has strong family connections to both here in Dundalk in Louth and also to Newtown Cunningham in County Donegal. But we understand that Sean Rooney spent much of his life growing up here in Dundalk and that he went to school here and attended the Marist College in the town. We're told today that he was a very kind and caring young man and that it was no surprise that he ended up pursuing a career in the Defence Forces as well. We also understand that he has very strong family connections to the Defence Forces, that his late father was a member of the Defence Forces based at the Curra camp, and he also has three uncles who are currently serving in the Defence Forces in the same battalion as Sean Rooney here at Aiken Barracks in Dundalk. So a very deep sense of shock here in the town today, as I say, both strong family connections to the town and also connections to the Defence Forces.
Laura, thank you. That's our reporter, Laura Hogan, in Dundalk. Our southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, joins us now from Killa in County Cork. And Pascal, as we heard there earlier from the Chief of Staff, Private Shane Carney, who is from Killa, was injured in that incident last night and is in a critical condition. What more do you know about Shane Carney?
Well, Shane Carney, Gavin, was born and reared here in the East Cork village of Killa. It's an area that is steeped in hurling, and Shane and his family were equally steeped in the GAA and in Killa GAA club. He played underage hurling right up the way along. Back at home, and his family still live here in the village. He played with the Killa GAA club's second hurling team, the junior A's, and was happy to tug out with them in any position, any time he was at home. The family are very well known here. His father, Paddy, is a well-known GAA referee. His mother, Phil, and sister, Amy, they all live in the village here, so he would be very well known, and you can imagine the sense of shock that is here today. I am at the St. John the Baptist Church here in Killa, and the community and the family have asked that people would turn out here tonight at 7:30 when there will be a prayer service for Shane Carney.
Pascal, thank you. That's our southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, in Killa in County Cork.